Blog Talk Radio.
I think we're live. Well, hello there, and I see we already have a caller. This is Carol Parisi, and it's time to wake into empowerment. Yeah, a little off my game today. It's great, late, great Martin Luther King Day, and it's a lot of interesting things have transpired. Let me pull that mic up. If you're listening live, feel free to call in at 646-787-1584. Again, 646-787-1584. And it's time to go live with the mic. Let's see how this works. Hello, caller Nancy. Is it you?
It's me.
All right. How are you today?
Good, good. I just got done doing a lot of fun physical labor.
That's always good. Physical labor is always good. I was talking to Michael upstairs, just telling him, you know, a few things. All of a sudden, I came down, and it's like, oh gosh, the call, the show's going live in 46 seconds. But we're good. We're good. I noticed you were in on a little early, but
Only 1 minute. I was only a few minutes ahead of you. I mean, not even a minute ahead of you. Seconds ahead of you.
Well, yeah, I noticed you got the four agreements, and we were going to do a little bit of chatting about that today. Are we still on to do that?
Yes, I'm hurrying to get to the place where I could pull over and get that book out. So we can reiterate what those four agreements are before we expound on the first one.
Well, be impeccable with your word. Now, do you know them by heart?
I don't know if I know them in the correct order, but I think I remember all four of them.
The other big one is
don't take anything personally.
Okay. So be impeccable with, I'm going to write this down in my little handy dandy notebook. So be impeccable with your word, which, how are you doing with that?
I'm doing pretty well with it.
Cool. And then don't take anything personally.
Exactly.
And then what's that? Okay. And what's the other ones?
Let's see if I can recall. Of course, now I'm going to draw a blank. I'm about a minute out from my destination to grab that little book.
Well, actually, I went scavenging for it myself today. It's my mission. As I go into places, I go, I'm going to find that book. Because I will find that book.
Right.
I mean, I can always take it out of the library. I read it years ago.
Yep.
There's just some Marley in the background.
He wants to partake. Maybe he had some words of wisdom to share.
He has some barks of wisdom to share. Yeah, right? Yeah. He sees he's got a treat coming. It's like, quiet. I should bring him up to Michael.
Exactly.
So I lost a little bit of fun over the weekend.
What
did you say? I'm sorry. I said, good friend over the weekend. Is what
you were saying. Did you ever figure out from what tragedy or?
Well, we're thinking it's probably a heart attack. 53 years old guy, you know, stress kills. He's a great guy, great leader. He was a little bit overweight. And, you know, that's the number one causes for men. Although women are catching up.
Yes, they are.
To the heart attack thing.
Yep.
Because we just, our lifestyle.
Yep.
Although not your lifestyle today, you said you were doing physical labor.
Yeah, so it was like exercising. And I had the good tunes on. I had the disco music going, and, it was pretty cool.
Did you get a lot of accomplished?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. A lot of organizing of stuff that's, you know, for sale, and packed up the truck and get to go get rid of the rest of it because it either goes there or it goes to the next landing point, which is usually GW.
The Goodwill.
Yeah.
Which is good, which is awesome, because it's helping people get jobs, it's helping people do other things. So
it all goes around and around. Yep.
Right, and I think when Goodwill does it, when they're done with it, I think they also send it overseas to a lot of those different missions. I don't think stuff ever gets done in trash bins, which is good,
no.
You know?
So, yep.
That's being responsible.
Everybody could have a purpose for something. It just depends on your level of need.
Yeah, repurposing is fun.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I love it. There's whole shows on HGTV that have nothing to do with except repurposing stuff.
Well, that would be fun to do. But we need to stay focused, which is a huge success principle, on the four agreements. Have you landed yet to find them?
I'm turning the corner as we speak. It's
be
a 10-mile an hour
with your word. Be impeccable with your word. Don't take anything personally. I'm trying to think of what else.
And then when I read them, I'll go, hang on.
That was it.
I landed, so now I can go to the side of the vehicle to get the book. See, here I landed.
Okay, so did you get that new phone yet?
Digging. You know, me and my vehicle travels. There she be. All right, now we're cooking.
I'm listening.
That's the best one.
I hear you,
Todd. Yeah, don't make assumptions.
Ah, don't make assumptions. Boy, that's a real good one.
Don't take it personally. And then the fourth one is always do your best.
Huh. You know what our two rules for Michael always were? Always tell the truth and always do your best.
Yeah. Which one do we want to expound on? Are we going to stay with the be impeccable with your word?
Be impeccable with your word. Well, I think there's a good foundation. Now, we have, there are only 82 days left of the 100-day challenge. So we're down to day 82. We've got 19 days into this year already. Unbelievable. And it's Martin Luther King Day, who was a great dude. But, consistency is the mother of mastery. Perhaps we go to the next one and maybe don't take anything personally would be good.
Okay.
I don't have a problem with taking things. I'd like to be called down out on it. I don't see myself having a problem with taking things personally. Maybe I do. What does that mean?
Whatever happens around you, don't take it personally. Like if somebody's calling you stupid or, digging at you in some way, what does it say? If you take it personally, you agree with whatever was said. As soon as you agree, poison goes through you, and you are trapped in the dream of hell. What causes you to be trapped is what is so important.
So give us some examples.
The example they use here is that stupid one. It says, if I see you on the street and I say, hi, you are so stupid, without even knowing you, it's not about you, it's about me.
So how does that fit in with not taking things personally? I'm confused. You're not making, I'm confused, so I'd like to not be.
Because people will impose upon you their own feelings to relieve all their feelings of self-doubt and so forth.
So are you talking about people that project? Are you talking about people that project, like saying something about you when it's really what they're projecting is themselves?
Right, because here's another example. It says, hey, if somebody comes up to you and gives you an unsolicited opinion saying, hey, you look really fat, it's because the truth is that this person is dealing with his or her own feelings, beliefs, and opinions, and that person is trying to send poison to you to relieve themselves. And if you take it personally,
people hurt people.
Right. Then you've accepted the poison, and immunity to the poison in the middle of hell, this is that phrase, immunity to poison in the middle of hell is the gift of this agreement.
What do you mean in the middle of hell? What do you mean by that?
Well, in the middle of somebody tormenting you, and then you taking it in, and, you know, if you allow it to torment you after the fact, instead of realizing that this person is doing it from their own place of hurt, then you've accepted the poison. Here's another example in here. It's not important to me what you think about me, and I don't take what you think personally. Miguel, you are the best. And I also don't take it personally when they say, Miguel, you are the worst. They're talking about Miguel, the author. I know that when you are happy, you will tell me, hey, Miguel, you are such an angel. But when you are mad, you will say, oh, Miguel, you're such a devil. You are so disgusting. You know, so it's just, again, it's coming from, it's like consider the source.
Okay. Yes. But now, isn't that kind of demeaning the other person when you say consider the source? Although there is definitely a connection there, too, when you consider the source and where that person's coming from and where that person's head's at.
Right. My reaction when somebody's just unsolicited, you know, saying something, and they don't really know you, and it's not coming from a place of love, and they're not trying to help you be a better person or anything to that effect. I've really been tempted to say to them, wow, I'm really sorry you're feeling so awful that you have to project to relieve your feelings.
So you had any experience with negative people this week?
I don't know about necessarily negative. More like people with a lot of self-doubt and paranoia.
Okay.
And people making assumptions, for sure. I mean, there was a lot of assumptions made in that one particular situation about what I was or was not doing instead of, you know, asking the pertinent questions. But
right,
some people get,
right,
you know, they make these assumptions and then they get so hurt by the assumptions that they made about a situation that they can't even communicate with you in a rational way because they've already made all these assumptions.
Well, see, that's why you can't let stuff fester too long. Because people that do that, you need to keep communication going. And sometimes it takes a bigger person or a more enlightened person to just keep going ahead and saying, okay, there's something wrong here. What is this? Especially people that are insecure. You know, if people are intrinsically insecure anyway, they may need more of that. Or maybe they've just been so beat down by life that they just don't even, I don't know, they can't communicate.
Yeah, and then they tend to fight back first and then deal with it on the back end. Instead of the don't make assumptions, which is, you know, you can't read anybody else's mind, and if you ask enough pertinent questions, and I guess part of that would be don't be afraid to ask the tough questions.
As long as you want to hear the truth, you should never be afraid to ask good questions.
Well, you have to be prepared. And sometimes when I'm dealing with somebody who I don't think might be ready for the truth, I have asked, you know, are you ready to hear the truth as I see it? Because you're asking me directly for, you know, my opinion or my perspective on something. Doesn't mean I'm going to agree with you either. I'm going to, you know, be honest with you. But some people don't even want to hear the honesty.
Well, it's because they're too busy taking shit personally. Excuse my French.
Right.
But if they weren't taking it personally, if they would just take it constructively and not personally, and something to, you know, a vehicle for enlightenment and for betterment, you know, then there's no reason to take stuff personally. But see, that's
exactly.
From ego. People get so self-absorbed that it's like, oh, it's all about me. It's all about me, you know. And then they take things personally. God, I keep cursing today. Shame on me.
You're cursing on the radio. Do you have one of those buttons?
What? Nah, it doesn't matter. I don't think the S word's a bad word anyway. It's been kind of an interesting week anyway, so. Just kind of interesting. You've had a pretty interesting dynamic the past couple weeks, too, huh?
Oh, very much. I tend to wonder, like, what's going on in the stars and the horoscopes and all that, because there must be something really interesting going on, because there's a lot of this, you know, discord, I'll call it. And you know... I have not heard from anybody
myself, which is also concerning because sometimes people like to hide in their shell when they're you know, people don't generally hide in their shell when they're successful. It's when they're doing things that are not the most enlightened, you know.
Yeah, like self-destructive behavior.
But interesting things. So,
well, sometimes people just have to go through that.
Well, sometimes you got to hit bottom. That's what they say. You got to hit bottom. So don't take anything personally. Don't make assumptions and always do your best. So what happens when you always do your best and people give you the shaft? How does that make you feel?
When you do your best?
Yeah,
it makes you feel good.
People don't appreciate it.
If you know you did your best, then you shouldn't need someone else's appreciation of it.
Good answer. Good answer.
It goes back to the first principle that's not part of the four agreements, but the first principle we were talking about, which is be truthful with yourself. If you really ask yourself, did I really do my best, or could I have done more or better, you know, and you answer, yeah, I did the best I could. And if the other person, you know, doesn't appreciate it or tries to make you feel like you didn't do your best, then you just have to kind of move forward with that, knowing that you did. And it's not always about the praise or the pat on the back. It's, you know, more of a self-satisfying thought at the end of the day that, you know, wow, I really did the best I could today. I really, really put my whole heart into it. And doesn't always mean that it works out perfectly, but if you did your best, I mean, that's what you can do.
Doing your best is a good thing. Sometimes people don't see that, but you know you did, so there's that personal satisfaction that you did. You did your best.
Right, and your ego doesn't always need to be patted on the back and so forth.
So when do you think people make assumptions? What kind of circumstances do people make assumptions? And how is that, I mean, detrimental? It's detrimental from the point of communication, but when do people make assumptions? What kind of scenarios, and how do you preclude that?
Well, I think you can preclude assumptions from other people by remaining communicative. Not always easy if the other person's not wanting to communicate with you.
Right.
So reasons they make assumptions. If you don't get back to somebody immediately, they might make the assumption that, I'm not good enough to call back, or, you know, what's up with her? I'm not important, you know, and she's not calling me back. And then you blow it all out of proportion. And then when you hear the real reason, you know, you're like, oh, okay, well, that was pretty good reason why you weren't getting back to me.
Right,
instead of
right.
Just, you know, letting it play out. So that, I would say, yeah, in communicating with people and, I don't know, just people coming from their own sense of paranoia or past experiences, or they assume by your silence that you're not doing what they asked of you, or they just don't communicate well what they really expect.
What happens when people go ahead and change the rules, shall we say, in the middle of the game? It's like, okay, you're doing business with someone, all of a sudden they find out that isn't to their best interest, and they change it. Where does that fit in all this?
Into the don't take anything personally part of it?
I don't know. Does it fit into don't take anything personally? Because I know a couple times, you know, people make deals. I'll give an example. With me, when I was doing those herbs, okay, and we had a deal where the company was going to provide, you know, XYZ to this period of time, and then the owner of the company found it wasn't as lucrative if, you know, the provision, so they took the provision away. Well, there's a principle there. Say what you mean what you say, be impeccable with your word. How do you deal
right.
with something like that when people are not impeccable with their word? You call them out, and how much negotiation factor in a good business situation do you think? Because I know that there's been situations you've been in as of lately where, you know,
yep.
you're doing this, and this, and it was going to be that. So how do you deal, what's the best way to deal with others that don't stay impeccable to their word? Do you call them out? Do you think it's going to be war if they do? I mean, what is the solution to that?
I would bring it to their attention. I mean, not everything's in writing, you know, and maybe when people make those type of agreements and arrangements, the part they forget to add to it is that it's for a specific amount of time. So that seems like a miscommunication on their part, and I guess, you know, for me, now I'm more specific, like, if there's a particular arrangement, it's like the arrangement you want from this date forward so we have another meeting about it, or is it for, you know, 2 weeks, you know, a month, what, you know, this arrangement that you're agreeing to right now, what's the time frame on that arrangement?
Right.
If maybe I put some of the burden on myself is maybe ask more pertinent questions to try to nail it down. But that doesn't mean that people don't change in the middle of the stream of things. And I guess that's part of remain fluid and flexible, and then see if this is still going to serve your purpose for why you started it in the first place. And I think if it's not, I think you have every right to go to that person and call them out on it in a nice way and say, hey, this is what we agreed to, X, Y, and Z. Am I hearing you correctly that you're changing that arrangement to PDQ? And,
right.
you know, I'm really sorry, but the PDQ just doesn't work for me. So here's an alternative, or maybe we can meet somewhere in the middle, but if you have to have it your way because of circumstances, then I also have the right to back out of that situation.
Why do you think people do that? And why do they think they can get away with that? You know, if I mean, it's really not fair if you're making a deal with someone and then you just kind of, you know, you have a deal. We had a deal,
right.
And now you're just walking away from it. So you think in order to make the best kind of deals, it's good for people to have time frames. Like, okay, this is, we're going to try it this way for 6 weeks or whatever.
Oh, yeah, I think a trial period is really important, especially in any kind of working relationship. Maybe it's not even so bad in a personal relationship. If you're going to move in with somebody, you might want to say, okay, well, you know, we're going to try it for a month, and then after a month, we're going to sit down and we're going to assess it. How did this month go for you from your perspective? How did it go, you know,
right,
for me?
Brief.
Yeah, and then just figure out, okay, do we still want to move forward? If we don't, hey, no harm, no foul. It was a trial. Maybe I need to use
right.
that word more. Maybe I need to use the let's do a trial. Let's do it on a trial basis. I think that's a great revelation I just figured out. Really, I think that's how I'm going to propose these situations. You know, because I think people
I would
think
ask
they know
a question.
What
I would ask a question. I would ask a question. I wouldn't throw it out there as a trial. I would say, would you like to put this on some kind of trial basis
right.
and see how it works for, you know, 21 days is really 21 to 30 days is really a good time for that kind of anything. Because you're going to have a pretty good idea of what's what between 21 and 30 days. But
yeah.
We have 1 minute and 40 seconds left of this.
I know, it always goes so fast.
It's a half hour. And I was actually a minute late. But
yeah.
So we're going to start doing 90 seconds. There she is. We're going to be not taking anything personally. Is that the next one, or what did we decide?
Yeah, I thought we were going to do don't take anything personally. Yeah, because it was first to be impeccable with the word, then don't take anything personally.
Sounds like a plan. I also think, if I could just throw it in, I think everyone should always try and do their best. I think that's a very empowering thing if you're always doing your best. But, well, I'll tell you what, Miss Nancy, you have a great week. I will talk to you later. We've got 50 seconds left, and I'm going to play some music to get us out of here. Okay?
Awesome. Awesome.
Talk to you later. Have a good one. I'll call you back in a little bit.
Yep, thank you.
Bye. Thank you. Talk to you later. Bye, Nancy. Bye.
Bye.
And that's going to finalize one more week of Awaken to Empowerment. We're starting to get the switchboard figured out. I wish the music thing would get figured out. We'll start playing more of that soon. Let's see. Maybe it's a volume thing. I don't know. But we'll catch you back here next Monday at 3:30 p.m., and that is Central Standard Time. And we got 10 seconds to go. So, again, thank you for joining us here to Awaken to Empowerment every Monday from 3:30 to 4:00.